Many economic indicators point to strong salmon markets this year, which could be good news for those who make their living netting sockeye each summer in Bristol Bay. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
The 2011 sockeye salmon season in Bristol Bay is shaping up to be a good year, according to one of the leading fish economists in the country. Gunnar Knapp says there's quite a bit of optimism being expressed by seafood buyers, sellers, and processors about the wild salmon market this year, especially the sockeye salmon market.
I think the biggest factor is a steady growth in demand for wild sockeye salmon, in particular this sockeye salmon fillet product that has dramatically diversified away from what was a very strong dependence on the Japanese market.
The speculation this year is that prices paid to Bristol Bay fishermen will exceed those paid last year. Knapp says there are some other factors at play that could result in stronger markets this year.
One is that exchange rates are strong for the euro and the yen relative to the dollar. Another thing in the Japanese market is that due to this tragic tsunami they had, it actually destroyed a lot of product that was in cold storage, and furthermore, an expected shortfall in their domestic chum salmon production going into the fall because of the damage to the fish traps and processing facilities.
The Bristol Bay sockeye salmon run this year is forecasted to be about 38.5 million fish, and the Alaska Department of Fish and Game notes that about 28.5 million fish could be available for commercial harvest. While Knapp says demand is up and efforts to produce quality products have apparently been successful, there's still one factor that could dramatically impact the salmon markets. That's the old bugaboo of farm salmon, especially farm salmon produced in Chile. However, Knapp notes that wild salmon producers have been doing a good job of differentiating their products from farm salmon products.
If people feel that wild Alaska sockeye salmon is what they want, not just any salmon, then it doesn't matter how much the Chileans produce, or it doesn't matter as much. It's not going to anytime soon flood the market and create a sort of real oversupply and depression in prices in the way that it did back in the early 2000s.
Gunnar Knapp is a professor of economics with the University of Alaska Anchorage Institute of Social and Economic Research, and he's been studying world salmon markets since the early 90s. He's considered one of the foremost experts on Alaska's salmon industry. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.